Yes, absolutely concerned. In fact, I'm horrified. I'm not surprised, though, because it is actually a real threat to biosecurity to this state in more ways than within our own salmon industry. It is a genuine scientific concern that product can get the pathogens from product. We can't see those pathogens can get into the waterways and therefore into our own salmon industry and also into our native fish. It could get into the food chain through waste. If it has skin on, people may not like the skin. They could throw that out. There are numerous ways for product to actually get into the waterway, and that was made very clear to the federal government when we were doing our risk assessment many years ago.
Is it actually legal to have this product for sale in Tasmania?
No, it isn't legal, and it's obviously slipped through, which is of concern, but in some ways I think it's probably a good thing that it's happened, because it's been picked up very quickly, and it's a wake-up call for us all, including our Department of Biosecurity. I have a lot of confidence in them, and I know that they're already on the ball investigating it, because it is contrary to quarantine requirements, and there are investigations already underway.
How do you know that?
Because I've already spoken to them this morning.
Right, and expressed your concerns.
Absolutely, yes.
How is it that something like this could slip through?
Well, it's obviously come through the supermarket chain, and I think some of the reasons that we need to be very vigilant to this is the fact that a lot of staff move around in the retail positions within the companies, and whilst certain people understand that the regulations are in place, if a new person comes into a job, that piece of information may not be passed through. In the scheme of things, Tasmania is a small part of the large supermarket chains from mainland Australia. But there's another side to this issue that actually concerns me, probably not as much really. And the issue to me is about truth and labelling, and misleading and unclear labelling. I find that this product is readily available in mainland Australia now, but I don't believe Australian consumers know that it's actually imported product. You need to have glasses, and who's going to look when they see a piece of fresh salmon? Who's going to look at the ingredient list? They look at the front of the packet. They see through the clear plastic, they see two pieces of fresh fish. So they assume that they know the ingredients are salmon in a raw form or trout in a raw form. They're not going to look at the back to the tiny, minuscule print, which, in fact, I wouldn't be able to see when I was shopping without my glasses, to realise that it's imported product. And they also won't realise that this product has actually been frozen and then thawed and then packaged, which also isn't made clear.
How is it that Coles can think it's more profitable to import it all the way from Norway and sell it compared to finding it, sourcing it and putting it on their shelves from Tasmania?
Because they're buying it as a frozen commodity. They're not buying it as a fresh product. And Coles aren't the only supermarket on mainland Australia doing this. This has become reasonably common over the last couple of years, so we can't just pick on Coles. But they're bringing it in container loads, frozen, and then, as I said, thawed and repackaged, and people are buying it as fresh product. So we don't sell frozen product to the Australian consumer, we sell fresh product. We have some higher costs. We are getting very close in our cost of production, but we do have some higher costs of production. We also have some stronger regulatory costs as well. So we're working as an industry flat out on getting our cost of production down. But there's a lot of product that, I won't use the word dumped, but it's certainly subsidised, that is available to the Australian market that we can't compete with. It's a bit like the tomatoes and those sorts of things. We just can't compete with that. You know, and the issue I've got, as well as the biosecurity, is, you know, I believe very strongly the Australian consumer deserves honesty in packaging to enable them to make an informed choice. If they want to buy imported seafood, of which, unfortunately, Australia buys about 85% of its seafood, is imported. But most consumers don't know that.